Previously on The Good Wife.
Come on, Bishop. You're under arrest for murder.
It's not about your drug business. It's about your legit businesses.
A confidential informant.
Yeah. You're accused of killing a confidential informant at one of your health clubs.
All those in favor? Great. Welcome, Alicia. I think you have an agenda.
I do. Thank you.
Can we talk about money now?
Yes. David proposes reacquiring the 27th and the 29th floors.
It's time we look like a real law firm again and not some Burmese tent city.
I would only argue that we not make the same mistake we made at the beginning of the downturn. We overspent and regretted it.
Yes, but in my opinion, we're living in a new economy, and there's as much danger of us being too conservative with our finances.
And what might be the danger of being too conservative?
Oh, no, Mommy and Daddy are fighting.
Look, we're one of the few all-service firms left standing, and if we don't expand, our clients will leave us for someone who will.
They haven't, up to this
because
point.
Because the economy is scared.
Okay, no more speeches. I propose we lease back the 27th and the 29th floor before they're snatched
and
up.
I propose that if this motion fails, we study the economic impact in a subcommittee.
Oh, yes, by all means, form another subcommittee.
Everyone in favor of David Lee's proposal, please raise their hands.
Come on, Debbie, stop sucking up to Diane.
All those opposed? All right, 6-4 and 6 against.
You are kidding.
Will, do you mind heading up the subcommittee to study the economic impact of leasing these new floors?
Oh, my.
Good. So one more matter. There seems to be some concern about our investigator. With the influx of new business, there's a feeling that she is being overtaxed.
I propose we hire a new investigator.
To work with Kalinda?
I don't care. I just want it done.
Yes, someone to work with Kalinda.
When we hired a second investigator a few years ago, it didn't work out so well.
Oh, my God, she's right. What were we thinking?
Well, I think we can find a better fit than Blake. All those in favor of hiring a second investigator?
Yes, be brave, lone voice in the wilderness.
Good, I will form a subcommittee for hiring, and with that...
No new business, I'm out of here.
Diane, could I be on that subcommittee?
Well, I know you're friends with Kalinda, but you're an equity partner now. Your loyalty has to be with the firm.
I know.
You cannot tell her anything.
I know.
Confidentiality rules. But certainly, you can join the subcommittee.
Thank you.
I think you're late for court, aren't you?
Oh. Alicia! Liz!
Yeah! Yeah, I haven't seen you since school. Look at you. You look exactly the same.
So do you. Wow.
And we're on opposite sides again, just like school. Good guys, bad guys. All right, I'll see you inside.
Okay.
Who's that?
Liz Lawrence, my nemesis in law school.
She good?
Yes.
Mr. Bishop's comfort level should not be our concern.
This is not about our client's comfort level, Your Honor. This is about his 8-year-old son, who he has not seen since his arrest.
Mr. Bishop shouldn't have killed one of our confidential informants.
Excuse me. Mr. Bishop did not kill anyone. We have evidence that the confidential informant's boyfriend, Noah, physically abused her on dozens.
Where is this evidence? We've been hearing about this boyfriend for months.
We are prepared to present this evidence, Your Honor. But once again, the AUSA is simply attempting to punish
our client. Mrs. Florida is misinformed. I'm attempting to prevent their client from fleeing.
Thank you, counselors.
Counselors. Mr. Bishop will be remanded into the custody of a U.S. Marshal and permitted to visit his son outside of prison 2 hours every week.
Even in law school, I always let you in one.
Oh, is that what that was?
Kalinda found the CI's boyfriend, Noah.
Good. What did he say?
She found him in the morgue. He heard the police were looking for him and shot himself in the head.
Did he leave a suicide note?
She's checking.
We can still point to him as the most likely suspect. We have the police reports on Noah's abusiveness, and we have witnesses who saw him fleeing the murder.
Yeah, but the boyfriend's dead.
Hey, Dad! Watch this!
Derek Rose better watch his back.
Judy, could you give me a second, Mrs. Fork?
Sure. Do you need anything?
No, I'm good. Thanks, sis.
Look, this isn't over. We still have the testimony backing up your alibi.
The sister's testimony? Yeah. I think she's lying to protect me. They want to get me. There's a lawyer I know. Charles Lester. I want you to take him with you.
Mr. Bishop, if you're unhappy with your representation...
Stop it. What I want is for you to work with Charles Lester.
Dad, come on.
Can you believe it? They might convict me for the one thing I didn't do.
Need something to do?
No, I seem to have a subcommittee to head up.
It's nice of you to volunteer.
Actually, I think I was volunteered. What's going on?
We're 6-6, looking into the economic impact.
No, you're filibustering.
We escaped the executioner, Will. Barely. We were broke. Now that we have some reserves, why are we so anxious to spend them?
Because we need to grow. We need to hire and add offices.
And end up right where we started?
No, you were the one who wanted to open an office in New York and go after Canning's firm.
Yes, I was angry.
We'll get angry again.
We are responsible for 300 employees. We aren't rebels. We're not gamblers. Wait.
What?
Stern said that when you have a partnership disagreement, you look at your mission statement.
What mission statement?
Exactly.
You guys are great. Just keep it up. Cheers.
That's the CIA. Christina Diaz, 3 months before she was murdered. The one Bishop said he never met.
Things just keep getting worse. Where'd you find it?
One of the gym workers. They were having a celebration for the most membership sales. He taped it.
Do the feds know about it?
The tape? No, not yet.
We can't destroy it.
I know, but we don't need to tell them that it exists. This is just a copy.
Yeah, they'll just find it anyway, won't they?
Well, sometimes they're not as good at their jobs.
Yeah. Okay. Need to go meet our new co-counsel.
Co-counsel?
Someone Bishop wants us to use. You heard?
Yes, Charles Lester is here.
This should be interesting. What does Mr. Bishop's personal lawyer look like?
Yeah. Mr. Lester.
Yes?
Mr. Charles Lester?
Yes. Oh. And you're Alicia Flora and Carrie Akos.
Yes.
Well, you're not at all what I expected.
Really?
No, you both look much younger.
Oh, well, that's nice. Should we get going on these witness interviews?
Yes, I think first we're going to go and see...
Ike Kramer.
Don't you hate it when you write something down on a piece of paper? Oh, thanks. Ike Kramer. He's a trainer at one of Mr. Bishop's gymnasiums.
Oh, good. So you have the address.
Yes, I do. It's over on...
I already talked to the feds. Yeah, we know. Just tell us what you told them. Look, I'm not trying to hurt Mr. Bishop. I'm just trying to tell the truth. He had us in a meeting. He told us that if he caught anyone skimming, he would kill
them. Those were his exact words. He would kill them. Not get rid of in the sense of fire.
No. Look. We all knew Christina was skimming. Bishop didn't know she was a CI. None of us did. But I think he killed her because she was skimming.
Couldn't he have been using the word jokingly?
Well, no one laughed. I mean, I like Mr. Bishop a lot, but he has a serious side.
Okay. Mr. Lester, do you have any questions?
Yes. Just a second. There we go. What are the hours here?
8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Huh. 8 to 10. That's pretty standard.
Yes.
And what is that? That over there?
It's a chart about body weight.
Really? And you're interested in body weight?
Yes.
I am.
Okay, good. That's it for me.
That's it. No more questions.
No.
We have a problem.
We'd rather keep this confidential. You know our client, Seth DeLuca. The restaurateur.
Exactly. He was one of Stern's first clients 8 years with us.
Okay, what's wrong?
He paid his bill on time.
In full, down to the cent.
You think he's leaving?
That's the worry. Just check and see if he's meeting other firms. We don't want to lose old clients while we're pursuing new ones.
I'm on it. You saw Tao Crown and Associates went bankrupt?
Yeah, I did.
Any friends there out of work?
A few. Two investigators. Why?
Oh, no reason. Thank you.
Your Honor, this is merely a preliminary hearing.
If there isn't enough evidence, Mr. Bishop should be free.
The defense is trying to get two cracks at bat. Here, during this hearing, and then again.
Your Honor, the prosecution is shirking its responsibility.
During the 12th,
plenty of counselors. Question your witness, Ms. Lawrence. Show me there's enough to prosecute.
Thank you, Your Honor. Mr. Kramer, thank you for making yourself available.
Don't worry, we're going to leave us here.
Mr. Kramer.
It'll prepare us for trial.
You work at Mr. Bishop's gym, Fine Fitness?
Yes, I'm a trainer there.
Now, Mr. Kramer, you heard Mr. Bishop make a pronouncement about skimming in one of his meetings, didn't you?
Yeah.
And what was that pronouncement?
That he wouldn't tolerate anybody skimming.
And didn't he say that he would murder anybody caught skimming?
No.
He didn't. I'm sorry. Yeah. Did he say that he would kill anybody caught skimming?
No.
You told our investigators he did.
No. I said Mr. Bishop said that he would get rid of anybody he caught skimming.
And by that he meant kill.
No, he meant fire.
Your Honor, we need some time to discuss this.
Sure, but we immediately request a dismissal, Your Honor.
Your Honor, the witness is changing his...
It hasn't that we asked for bail.
Obviously, this witness has
been offered with evidence.
The witness has been intimidated in some way.
Huh. So what happened there?
The witness recants it.
Yes, but why?
Oh, I have no idea. Maybe we intimidated him. I mean, who else? It was just us.
Hi. Say, could I take a gander at the other evidence against Mr. Bishop? I heard there was a videotape that could be a bit damaging.
Years on the force, got my pension. Since then, I've been doing freelance investigative work.
Thank you, Sergeant.
Please. Walt. Good old Walt.
Walt. And so you're currently ready to work?
Am I currently ready? Yeah. I got my coffee thermos right here.
Any more questions?
Yes. Walt, do you have much experience working with women?
Oh, sure.
And how do you feel about working with a female investigator?
No complaints here. I love the ladies, and the ladies love me.
Sergeant Wilkins, they're almost ready for you.
Am I being
replaced?
No.
There are three ex-cops in reception.
Really? And how do you know they're ex-cops? You're not being replaced.
You're interviewing investigators. Why would you be interviewing investigators on... Unless you want a second one.
Yes. We're expanding your department.
My department?
Yes, you're a department now. Congratulations. The Office of Legal Investigators.
I don't have a desk, but I have a department.
We'll get you a desk. And how are you doing with our wayward restaurateur? Any reason why I paid on time?
So this other investigator, the second investigator, he'll work under me?
Not necessarily.
So you're expanding my department, but I'm not the head of my department.
Basically.
Well, I should be in there interviewing the second investigator. The first investigator should be in there interviewing the second.
This is a partner-level decision.
Yeah, which partners?
Diane, Rick, Bob from litigation, Alicia. Yes, your back is covered. This is a good thing, Kalinda. More work, more money, more prestige.
You know, somehow when people say more prestige, they usually mean less power.
Check on Chef DeLuca. Is he leaving us?
Look, I'm from Lockhart Gardner, and I'm here to make sure that you're happy.
It needs more cheese.
You paid your bill in full on time. That usually suggests that a client is leaving.
I'm fine.
Good. Because we're offering clients a 5% discount on services in exchange for a retainer.
Lately, your firm has stopped making me feel special.
Okay. So how can we make you feel special again?
In my experience, the larger the firm, the harder it is to change their behavior. It's not about teaching an old dog new tricks. It's about teaching a big dog.
So you're considering using a smaller dog. Might you tell me which dog you're speaking with?
Sure. It's one of your lawyers, trying to convince me to jump ship with him.
Which of our lawyers?
No. You'll just get him fired.
No, I won't. Well, don't you think it's fair you tell us who we're competing with?
Someone who's good on my cases. That's all I'll say.
Cariagos?
That's all I will say.
But it is Cariagos.
That's all I'm saying.
I looked into your background, Mr. Lester.
That sounds dramatic.
You've been a lawyer for 25 years, but you've never tried a single case.
Well, I don't like court.
You've never written one brief, none that I could find anyway.
I don't like putting things in writing.
You don't have a firm, and from what I can tell, you don't have an office either.
Well, I like working from home.
You've had one client for the last 10 years, Lamont Bishop. And before that, you had one client for 12 years, Anthony Grazzi, until he was murdered in 2003.
Guilty.
So what exactly do you do?
I have only one client because I don't like to work very much. I like working at home because I like spending time with my wife. What I do for Mr. Bishop is I offer dedicated service. I update him, I keep an eye out for problems, and when I think things are going wrong, I tell him. I'm a small-town lawyer with a small-time practice, like Abraham Lincoln.
This case is winnable. Mr. Lester.
I didn't say it wasn't.
Mr. Bishop didn't do it. He's innocent, and I can prove it.
Good. That's all he wants.
Thanks for meeting me here. Sorry, I get the kids once a week. I'm going to say to you the same thing I said to the prosecutor, so I don't know what you need to know. I work for Mr. Bishop at a club that he owns, and I saw him getting into a tan Honda the night that the victim disappeared.
Was it this car?
Look, like I said, I didn't see him kill anyone. Right? I just saw him get into that car.
The body was found in this car.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, thanks.
How old are your kids?
5 and 7.
I remember when my daughters were that age. It's a lot of fun until they turn 13, and then watch out.
Kids were cute. That's why I asked him how old they were.
Didn't you think they were cute?
Yes.
You thought I was, what, implying some kind of threat?
I don't know.
Well, he didn't change his testimony, so I must not be very effective.
Lockhart Gardner is an all-service law firm intent on, sounds odd.
Dedicated to?
Offering our clients the best legal and professional services available.
Wait, Diane, that means nothing. Who doesn't want to give their clients the best service?
Then what do you want it to say?
Lockhart Gardner wants it all. We want to be the biggest and the best. What?
Can we just have a moment when we're not struggling? Please. Just take a breath.
We did take a breath.
No, we didn't.
Well, then go ahead and take a vacation, and I'll do this. What?
I just have to make some calls.
Diane, wait.
You weren't the one paying the bills, Will. You weren't the one trying to delay our creditors. I can't go back to that.
Yeah. My guess is I thought I saw Mr. Bishop getting into that car, but...
But you were under the influence of oxycodone.
Yeah.
Your Honor, this is... I'm very distressed by this.
As am I.
This is where it asks for a dismissal.
As you can see, Your Honor, the government does not have the testimony to support their case.
What we have, Your Honor, is the testimony of his health club manager. Plus, we have new evidence. We have a videotape that shows Mr. Bishop at a social gathering with
Your
the
Honor,
victim.
Your Honor, none of this is sufficient to warrant the
Perhaps
indictment.
Perhaps Mrs. Florek has forgotten, but the purpose of a preliminary hearing is to determine whether probable cause exists.
Agreed. And I find the affidavit of the health club manager, Mr. Dexter Roja, quite persuasive. I'll hear his testimony.
Bishop is using you to intimidate these witnesses.
Oh, come
Every single
on.
Time you question one, they recant.
Have you ever thought that you might have intimidated these witnesses to get them to testify?
You know, we used to feel bad for you. The old gang from school. We all called each other after your press conference and said, can you believe it? Having your husband admit to sleeping with prostitutes. Now I see. You were made for each other.
Do you know what I've thought of you since school?
What?
Nothing.
So you want to check out this videotape?
Yes, I think we should.
Well, the problem is Dexter Roja. We're interviewing him next.
You and Lester both.
Yes.
Mrs. Florek and I are becoming quite the team.
Good. Mrs. Florek, if you don't mind, Charles and I have another matter to discuss.
If it has to do with the case, I should really...
No, it's another matter. It'll just take a minute.
Okay.
What happens if this Dexter guy can't supply any information to help the feds?
Our hope is either they drop the charges or the judge grants a motion to dismiss.
Ma'am, there's a call for you.
Are you sure?
Yes. Mrs. Florek?
We're driving home, and I turned to my son in the back seat, and that's when I noticed a black Escalade following us. And at home, I pointed it out to my husband. And as soon as he stepped outside, it skidded away. Now, apparently, Mr. Bishop is no longer content with just intimidating witnesses.
Excuse me, Your Honor, but that is an appalling accusation.
Then what happened?
My son tells me that a man approached him at his preschool, and he was asking him about his mommy, about what time she was coming to pick him up, and when his birthday was.
His birthday?
Yes. And... then he asked him what he wanted for his birthday. And when my son started to walk away, the man said that maybe your mommy was working too hard to be there for your birthday.
You gave the police a description?
Yes.
And the Department of Justice is offering you security for your son and yourself?
Yes, yes, Your Honor. But that's not the issue
I
here.
I know. Thank you. Mrs. Florek... to your knowledge, has anyone from Mr. Bishop's organization attempted to intimidate the AUSA's family?
No, Your Honor.
Of course she doesn't know.
Mrs. Florek, to your knowledge, has anyone from Mr. Bishop's organization intimidated witnesses?
Not to my knowledge.
This is a lie.
Excuse me, Your Honor. I am appalled by what happened to Miss Lawrence.
Thanks.
But... we have no proof that my client had anything to do with this. What other cases is Miss Lawrence pursuing?
Oh, come on. You are a mother? I mean, what if this happened to your kid?
Okay. Intimidating witnesses is a disbarrable offense. You know that. It's also illegal. I'm not saying it happened. I'm not saying anything other than if you have any knowledge of any such intimidation or if you so much as wink at it, you are subject to arrest. Do you understand that?
I do understand that.
Good. Then everyone can go.
Thank you.
When did you sell your soul?
Okay, I was supposed to come in earlier this morning, but your human resources people called and they canceled. And then they called me back and they said, come in right now. And I said, I'm not dressed. Because I was babysitting for my sister's kids. This, that's not baby vomit, by the way. I dress pretty nice. More like a college student, you know.
And you were a Treasury Enforcement Agent?
2 years. I liked it. People were really nice. But, you know, it's a bit stiff.
The thing is, Miss Virginia, we have a particular tone here.
I can do tone. I have a much better tone. Maybe I should come back tomorrow better dressed.
Do you usually work alone or with someone else?
Oh, we usually worked solo, but if you want me to work with someone, I can do that. I'm good. I'm there.
A bachelor's in criminal justice from the University of Illinois and a minor in dance?
Yeah, ballet. Oh, my parents, they threw a fit. They are reformed hippies, 8 kids in an RV. But I liked the criminal justice thing anyway. Like to figure out why people do bad things. Are you serious?
Look at her resume. The Treasury put her on track in terrorist financing.
Yes, when they took her off of it.
No, she quit.
And that's a good thing?
Look, I know she's a different choice. Kalinda was a different choice. There were 5 ex-cops out in that reception and 1 Kalinda, you remember?
I see. So this is about Kalinda. You two are arguing for her because you know she won't challenge Kalinda?
No, I think investigators work best when you don't see them coming. When they walk into your business and they look like a babysitter and not an ex-cop.
I am arguing for her because she won't challenge Kalinda. They're more likely to work well together. That's a good thing.
Take her on for a month. Let Kalinda train her. If we don't like the results, we'll go with one of the sergeants.
Did you have someone threaten Liz Lawrence?
Who's that?
Liz Lawrence, our opponent. The AUSA. Did you have someone follow her kids at school and threaten her family?
I thought you didn't like her.
I don't. Did you have someone threaten her family?
No.
I won't stand for it, Mr. Lester.
Well, good for you. I said no.
We don't need to play a tough guy's game. There are other ways to win this.
Mrs. Flark, I'm not sure how many other ways there are to say this. I haven't done anything wrong.
I read up on your work with the Grazzi family. Deaths and assassinations all after you joined the defense team.
Really? And I've read up on your work with Colin Sweeney. Another woman dead after you joined his team. Defense attorneys are in the business of being misunderstood, Mrs. Florrick. You should know that.
I'd like to handle Dexter's interview alone.
I don't think that would be wise. Mr. Bishop...
He's my client, not yours.
He's advised you to bring me along.
Are you saying I don't have an option?
I'm saying he's advised you to bring me along, that's all. Let's be friends.
Bishop is my boy. I don't want to testify against him, but I don't have a choice.
So the AUSA is pressuring you to testify?
They found my DNA on Christina's body, under her fingernails.
Strange they're not going after you for the murder.
They agreed in exchange for my testimony they wouldn't prosecute.
They said that they found your DNA under her fingernails?
And I don't know how it happened. I mean, we were sleeping together. I didn't kill her.
It's true. Seth DeLuca is thinking of leaving us. That's why he paid his bill in full.
Do we know who else is in the mix for his business?
He didn't say.
He didn't say, but you can guess?
No.
But you asked?
Yeah.
And what did he say?
He didn't say.
Kalinda, what am I missing here?
Well, he's looking into small startup firms, one-man firms. That's all.
But what firms? John Michael's closed shop. Who else is out there?
Is it one of our lawyers? Someone from our staff?
No.
Okay, let's give him a call. Thanks.
Oh, one more thing, Kalinda. We have some good news. I know you've been stretched a little thin lately. We thought adding another investigator could help.
Her name's Robin Burdeen. She's from the Treasury. Very young, very green.
She's never worked at a law firm before. We'd like you to train her.
Train her?
Yes.
In what?
What you do.
If you're up for it.
And if I'm not?
Well, unfortunately, the firm is growing. We need more hands on deck, so we're asking you as a favor.
Okay.
Why does everything feel like we're pulling teeth here?
Family's growing. As long as we got each other, we got the world spinning right in our hands.
Oh, dear God.
Growing pains. The luckiest dreamers who never quit dreaming. As long as we keep on.
You're Kalinda?
Yeah.
Hi, Robin.
Hi.
And know. I can't believe they hired me either.
You were a treasury agent?
Yeah. I feel like your shrimps have a lot of money for clothes. I've never seen clothes like this.
Hey.
Hey. Okay, so the AUSA is claiming Dexter's skin cells were found. Hello?
Hi. Robin Burdine. I'm the other investigator.
Really? The other investigator?
What do you need, Carrie?
What was I saying?
The AUSA is claiming that Dexter's skin cells were...
Yes. Dexter's skin cells were found underneath the victim's nails, and the AUSA is using that as a way to intimidate Dexter into testifying. So, we're looking for a way to knock it out.
Okay.
You have a psychic now. Batman.
You need to cool it.
Need to cool what?
Will and Diane asked me to find out if our client Seth DeLuca was pursuing another firm.
You talked to Seth?
I did, and he said that you solicited him.
I didn't go out of my way to solicit him. He was complaining about overbilling.
Yeah, but you mentioned you were going out on your own.
Might be going out on my own.
Carrie, if they find out, they'll fire you.
Did you tell them?
No.
You didn't?
No, I didn't.
Thank you.
Don't do it again. I'm serious.
Tell me what you're looking for and I'll help. Look. Just, huh.
Let's just keep our hands to ourselves, okay?
Okay. San Antonio.
What about it?
It's in her system. It's a bittering agent. Was she poisoned?
No, shot.
It's not enough here to be poisoned anyway.
Nail biting.
Nail biting. Yeah, that makes sense. Lots of women put denatonium on their nails to keep from biting.
Your Honor, this is coercion. Pure and simple.
Give me a break. The medical examiner confirmed that skin cells were never collected from underneath the victim's fingernails because there were no fingernails.
There were no fingernails?
The victim was a nail biter.
Your Honor, this report is the height of irrelevance.
No, this report means the AUSA threatened the witness.
Your Honor, she threatened Dexter Roja with information she knew to be false in order to coerce him into testifying.
Your Honor, this defense is based on smears. Dexter Roja is one of Mr. Bishop's lieutenants.
Health club managers.
His testimony is vital to our case.
Yes, but Miss Lawrence has accused us of intimidating witnesses. Shouldn't she be held to the same standard?
Yes, she should. Threatening a witness with lies in order to get him to testify leaves me with no other choice but to exclude said testimony. Unless you have any other witnesses, I am going to be forced to dismiss.
Your Honor, the government disagrees with your characterization of our actions, but we do have one more witness that we would like to call, a witness who will question Mr. Bishop's alibi. We would like to amend the witness list to include Judy Bishop, the sister of the accused.
Judy?
Please don't speak to our witness.
Judy, this is wrong. Now what?
I have no idea. My brother asked me to babysit Dylan. He said he would only be out for a few hours.
And this was the night of October 24th, the night that Cristina Diaz was killed?
Yes.
Mr. Bishop claims that he returned home from his horse farm around 9 p.m. that night. Is that your recollection?
No. He didn't return home until just before midnight.
And what was Mr. Bishop's temperament when he got home?
Agitated, a little nervous. He took a shower right away.
And then you left?
He asked me how to use the washer first. Guess he never learned how.
She's lying.
Never had to.
She wants custody of Dylan.
What did he need to wash so urgently?
Clothes he was wearing?
Trying to get rid of evidence.
Objection, Your Honor.
Sustained.
No further questions.
Judy, 2 years ago when your brother was getting a divorce, you wrote a character reference letter in which you called him honorable and a wonderful father.
That was before I knew everything he was involved in. I didn't want to believe the rumors.
I see. And what made you believe the rumors?
The young woman was shot to death. If he had a hand in it, then he needs to be punished.
You love your nephew very much, don't you?
Like he's my own son. Yes.
And as his guardian, you would be petitioning for full custody if Mr. Bishop was found guilty.
Objection. How is this relevant?
Your Honor, this quid pro quo makes this witness unreliable. She will say anything in order to gain custody.
I only want what's best for Dylan. That's all.
You are hurting Dylan. Don't you see that?
Your Honor, Mr. Bishop no longer has an alibi for the time of the murder, which we know, based on lividity, happened between the hours of 9 p.m. and 11 p.m. on the night of the 24th.
She's going to decide against us.
Your Honor, given the last-minute addition to the witness list, we ask for a recess to prepare a rebuttal. How do you want to handle this? Do you want me to just watch?
Yeah. What do you need?
Hi. Just a few questions. We're from Bishop's law firm.
Yeah? Is he going to get out?
Well, we're working on it. Look, Mr. Bishop claims that he was here around 9 p.m. on the night of the murder, October the 24th. Is there a chance anyone might have seen him?
No, we're all long gone by 6 p.m.
Okay, well, I see you have security cameras. Is there a chance they might have caught something?
No, they weren't on the night of the 24th. Feds already tried to confiscate them.
Someone manually turned them off?
Not sure. Sometimes a storm will knock them out.
That gate, does it open and close every time someone comes and goes?
Yeah.
And that's the only way on and off the property?
We asked our investigators to look into your alibi.
You said you were alone at the horse farm at the time of the murder?
Yes. The electronic log at the farm, it shows that someone was buzzed in from inside the corral at 8:32 p.m.
Okay.
You let someone in? If you did, you need to tell us. Whoever you let in can alibi you. Mr. Bishop, please, we need to use this person.
I had a meeting.
A meeting you didn't want caught on camera.
Some associates from another organization.
Will they corroborate your alibi?
It doesn't matter. I can't admit on the stand that I was meeting with them.
It's the only way to refute your sister's testimony.
No. I'll lose Dylan.
You'll have the best family law attorney in Chicago.
And what? Supervised visitation every other Saturday?
We can roll the dice and go to trial. But your sister's testimony will be damaging.
What do you think?
I think you know what you have to do.
Hey.
I'm working on a horse farm. I think I might turn things around. And, talk to Seth DeLuca. He's not going to say anything to Will and Diane, so...
Good.
Thanks for that. Warning me.
It's all in a day's work.
No. It wasn't. It wasn't in a day's work.
Okay. Carrie, what do you want? No.
Why?
Because you want more and I can't give you more.
Because of women?
No.
Because we work together.
Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking of leaving, so.
Why don't you say something nice?
You look great. The way that your hair hangs.
All right.
Any word on Bishop?
Not yet. Alicia's heading out to court.
Okay. That's that.
Hello, Judy. Mind if I come in?
Please, no more mission statements. What are we toasting?
We never celebrate it. When things go right, you need to celebrate.
Well, what are we celebrating?
We came back from the dead.
To beating bankruptcy.
Beating bankruptcy. We were wound up for so long we never unwound. We breezed right through winning.
What's that?
It's for you. It's from the 27th floor. I saved it from the dumpster.
It was so close, wasn't it? The end. Our careers in ruin.
Yes.
I don't want that to happen again.
I know. It won't. We're smarter now. We're better at it.
I don't know if that matters.
It does.
Okay, I'll change my vote.
Good.
You're supposed to say you don't have to.
You don't have to, but I'm glad you did.
Well, Mrs. Florek, how do you manage to look so refreshed after an all-nighter?
I knew if I dug deep enough, I'd find precedents to get Judy's testimony kicked.
And did you?
USA v. East. When a prosecutor offers aid to a witness in a civil trial as a quid pro quo for testifying.
You sold me.
Time to knock with his teeth out.
All right.
Your Honor, I know the AUSA has not yet arrived, but I have prepared a brief in support of my motion to exclude Judy Bishop's testimony.
That won't be necessary, Mrs. Florek.
But, Your Honor...
Ms. Bishop has withdrawn her testimony. And given the government's lack of evidence and witnesses, I am releasing you, Mr. Bishop.
Yes!
Stay tuned for scenes from our next episode.